A dog in a park, no big deal. Now, a dog that walks up to you and starts talking?
Let's keep Singapore healthy. For your own safety and for those around you, please stand at least 1 meter apart. Thank you.
Meet Spot, a robotic dog being deployed by Singapore's government for a 2-week trial to help enforce social distancing guidelines. Michael Perry is the vice president of business development at Boston Dynamics, a company that created Spot. So when Spot walks up to people, Michael, and asks them to stand further apart, I know this is just the beginning of a 2-week trial in Singapore, but do people generally listen to robotic dogs?
There's a lot of people who are paying attention to what the robot is saying because it's so new and novel. But, you know, it's important to note that Singapore has been trialing other robots, wheeled and tracked robots, delivering similar messages for the past several months. So this is just a new morphology that's delivering this message.
And how do people respond to those rolling robots?
Well, you know, they continue to deploy them, so we can assume that the feedback has been positive. But importantly, in this instance, you know, they're taking people, otherwise people who would be social distancing ambassadors, out of the harm's way of potentially contracting the disease while they're out in public, and putting robots in that place instead to raise awareness.
So I gather Spot can only reach a speed of 3 miles per hour. So like if somebody doesn't social distance, he's not going to chase them down. What will he do? Like how do the enforcers get Spot to enforce?
My understanding is that they're not using the robot to enforce right now, but more generally to spread a message. This is just one application for pandemic response that the Singaporean government's using, including delivering medicine, checking vital signs of potential patients in hospitals. So, you know, there are a wide variety of applications that they're exploring right now.
What about privacy concerns? Because Spot is remotely controlled by another human and there are other people involved in the process. Is there a chance that specific people will be tracked and recognized?
The Singaporean government has clearly said that they're not intending to do that as a part of this trial. But more generally, Spot doesn't record data as a part of its mission set. So, you know, it is a flexible platform. You can build a variety of sensor payloads on top of the robot to collect information that's relevant to the whatever the application is. So we've seen, for example, hospitals mounting a thermal payload on the back of the robot to start looking for body temperature, respiratory rate, heartbeat of patients that might have COVID-19.
So aside from roaming parks and doing all these tasks associated with the pandemic, is Spot good at doing anything else? Can he do tricks? Can he roll over and kind of play dead?
Well, Cirque du Soleil has been looking at applications for Spot as part of their stage shows. One of our customers has started creating viral videos of Spot doing funny things on TikTok. But critically, the robot has the potential to take people out of harm's way. And that's primarily the application that we see most valuable, whether that's in response to a pandemic, doing bomb disposal or hazmat incident response, or even doing something as mundane as documenting progress on construction site to improve scheduling.
Michael Perry, the vice president of business development at Boston Dynamics. They are responsible for Spot, the robotic dog who's roaming around parks in Singapore, making sure people are social distancing. Michael, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.